This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, fire danger is still ramping up around the Umpqua Valley. Rachel Pope from the Douglas Forest Protective Association. And it's not even summer yet.
It's not even technical summer yet, but that heat outside is speaking otherwise.
Yeah, no, definitely. So talk about where we are right now. I mean, fire danger went up, restrictions went up already.
Yeah, effective June 13th, which was this past Saturday, we increased the fire danger level from low into moderate. And so that increased our public use restrictions. And then as of Monday, which was yesterday, June 15th, we've increased our IFPL, or industrial fire precaution levels, up to level 2 throughout the district.
And of course, right now, things are really drying up quick.
Yeah, with that heat wave that came in, it just really dried out our vegetation, and we already had minimal fuel moisture and soil moisture from the lack of precipitation, lack of snow throughout the winter. The winter that we didn't have, I should say.
Right.
And so we've just seen an expedited amount of drying of our fuels. And so right now we're in that moderate fire danger, hoping that that 80 degree weather sticks around. If we have another heat wave that comes in, it might push us into high. But right now we're in that moderate fire.
And anybody who's gone out on much of a drive, you look at the hillsides and you would think you were in August.
Yeah, you know, the hills in Glide or going up to Eugene were green last week. That heat wave came in and you're outside looking around and everything is pretty brown and dry. And I know my own garden did not like that heat, and I kind of lost some of my petunias.
Ah, so IFPL level 2, what does that mean for the industry?
And IFPL level 2. That all means that industrial operators must comply with specific operating requirements, which is including restrictions on certain activities during designated periods and ensuring adequate fire suppression equipment is available on site. So some of those specific operating procedures are now regulated to a specific time. So power saws, except power saws operating at loading sites, feller bunchers with rotary head saws, cable yarding, blasting, and welding, cutting or grinding of metal may only operate between 8 p.m. to 1 p.m. So basically through the night, cooler temps, and into the early morning before that heat of that mid-afternoon sets in.
What about people that tend to do open burning?
Open burning is absolutely restricted during fire season. As soon as we initiated fire season at the end of May, open fires are no longer allowed, which includes debris burning and the use of burn barrels. And open fires also includes warming fires and campfires. Campfires are only designated to specific campfire sites.
Yeah, and of course, the potential there, if anybody is burning them when they shouldn't be, that they can escape and get big in a hurry.
You know, that's one of the main reasons why we initiate fire season, is because fire danger is prevalent in the lands that we protect. And so having an open fire just can greatly contribute to you causing a fire. An escape debris burn, you are liable for suppression costs. If we go out to an illegal burn call, you will receive a citation as well.
And even yesterday morning, I heard on the police scanner somebody was burning dry grass somewhere, and that doesn't seem to go over well.
No, we've responded to so many illegal burn calls throughout the weekend and even yesterday, which I can't really comprehend when it's 100 degrees outside.
Yeah, so you've got your seasonal employees all set to go, right?
Yeah, so our new hires just onboarded Monday, and they are going through their week-long academic new firefighter training. We also onboarded our detection staff and our dispatch staff, so we are at full capacity there. And our returning seasonal firefighters also onboarded yesterday and went through their refresher courses, and we are fully staffed and out patrolling.
So for people this time of year, and this was used on Sunday, the whole Douglas Alert system is something as a resource.
Yeah, the Douglas Alert Emergency System is a great tool to have and to register your location within that system. So if there's an emergency, if there's an emergency evacuation, if there's a flood within your area, the address that you register and the contact information that you register will be notified through this Douglas Alert activation system. And so now that we're in fire season, you never know what will happen. And the best thing that you could do is to be prepared and make sure that you're signed up.
Now, one of the things with technology that's more common now is drones. Talk about the impact that can have.
Illegal drone use over an active fire is absolutely illegal. Okay, just the public is reminded that unauthorized drone use over or near active wildfires is illegal and creates significant safety concerns. So DFPA, we own our own plane. And when there's fire and we need to launch our air attack and get it up over that fire to get eyes in the sky and to coordinate additional air resources that we might need to order, which includes helicopters or other planes for suppression drops, we cannot do that when you're flying because it is a safety hazard. And you put our firefighters' lives in danger. You put our pilots' lives in danger. And now we have to stop all aerial operations and for our public safety. And that wildfire that we're attacking has the potential to grow since we can't utilize those resources as well.
So obviously, popular though they may be, getting anywhere near a fire area with a drone is not helping anything.
No, our community safety is priority. Your safety is priority. Protecting our resources is priority, and protecting our firefighters is priority. So launching that drone for some clickbait and some likes and views is not worth it.
All right. So what else should people know as we're rolling through fire season?
Follow the restrictions that are in place and remain aware of changing conditions. And know before you go, check weather conditions and restrictions. And staying informed through systems like our Douglas Alert system or following us on DFPA.net, following KQEN and NR Today for local news is important so you know what's going on.
All right, Rachel Pope, it's going to be a long summer.
You'll be seeing more of me most likely.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.